Well, it's Maundy Thursday. I'm going to try to do this in one take. Here we go. What if you could travel through time? Have you ever thought about what you would change or where you would go with this power to witness history firsthand? Now, what if I told you that as a Catholic, you possess this incredible ability, not in some figurative sense, but in a real and tangible way, allowing you to experience one of the most pivotal moments in all of history, and that it is all willed by God. Greetings, listeners of the Latin Prayer Podcast. As we enter into the sacred Triduum today, Holy Thursday, and prepare for the coming of Easter, I thought I'd share with you a spiritual consolation that was given to me during adoration that might just draw you closer to our Lord. So let's dive in. Many of us have dreamt about stepping back into the era or the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk beside him, share in a meal, engage in conversation, and of course, witness the miracles with our own eyes. It is a longing deep within the hearts of many faithful, I believe, wishing to have lived during those sacred times. But have you ever considered that if you were given the chance to travel back to any moment with Christ, where you would find yourself? Now, while our personal desires might draw us to various miraculous events, God has in fact willed a way for us to travel to a specific moment, far greater in significance, that calls to us, a moment of profound suffering and love. Now, let me explain first how he makes this possible, through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. See, each time a host is consecrated, we are not merely observing, we are participating. This is why I explained in one of my previous episodes, we, the faithful, are incensed so that we are able to be offered up and sacrificed in union with him. Which means what? It means that at every single consecration, there is a puncture hole through time. And if we are united to him, then we are carried or transported with him through time. Now again, let's just be clear. This isn't about re-sacrificing our Lord, but rather a renewing and entering into that once and for all sacrifice. But at that instant, we stand at Calvary immediately alongside all who were present that day 2,000 years ago, alongside everyone who has ever been present at every consecration or perpetual adoration since, transcending time into the realm of eternity. Do you understand the magnitude of this? Its implications to the phrase, we are one body united with Christ, not just in time right in this moment right now, but eternally also. Now, this was given to me during a time of adoration, reflecting on how Christ promised to be with us always. It's in those moments of adoration, as we gaze upon him in the consecrated host, that we step into this continuum that began from the first time he uttered the words of consecration, from the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, right through every event, through Christ's declaration on the cross when he said those words, it is accomplished, and he gave up his spirit. We are there with him, enduring the agony, enduring the trials, the scourgings and the beating, the journey to Golgotha where he carried the cross and tore open his shoulder, and the crucifixion. When we gaze at him, we step into eternity because we are united with him and therefore invited to be partakers in his passion. Now, understanding this, why would we choose any other moment in history to visit? This isn't about our desires being fulfilled, but rather us aligning our desires with his by entering into his suffering and entering into his passion. It beckons to us, the consecration at Mass and adoration beckons to us not only on Holy Thursday, but every day. At Mass or adoration, we are given this chance to sit with him that awful night, to comfort him, and to be present in his lowest moments. This is his gift to us. Holy Week gives us Holy Thursday, yes, and Good Friday, and of course, Holy Saturday. But so does adoration and every Mass. It presents us with this unique opportunity to travel to Holy Thursday, to travel to Good Friday. And the Church, recognizing the profundity of spending time in adoration, grants indulgences for those who sit in prayerful watch with our Lord. Saints have even told us I believe this is St. Teresa of Calcutta, that every hour spent in adoration is recorded for all eternity in heaven, and the graces received from such encounters are beyond our wildest comprehension. Yet, I mean, I've asked myself how many times I've sat through adoration. Do I fully grasp this mystery? Am I really aware of where I am in time when I sit before him and adore him? That we Catholics have been given this gift by Almighty God to travel through time, given the chance to stand at the foot of the cross with the Blessed Virgin Mary and with St. John, to offer our pains, our joys, and our sufferings alongside Christ's, to engage in a dialogue with him, to offer him words of comfort, to bring before him all of our sins, because he endured all of that out of love for us. So as this Triduum begins, consider how you will enter into the sacred time. The Maundy Thursday Mass this evening, with its ancient rites and solemn procession, invites families into a beautiful tradition, one which my own family cherishes dearly. It is a night of reflection, a time to connect our suffering to Christ's. Every Holy Thursday night, after my children are in bed, I rewatch the Passion of the Christ movie. It's a tradition that I hold dear because it has this ability to evoke a deep contemplation and preparation for Good Friday. There was an exorcist that said recently on social media, if the Blessed Mother could watch the Passion, then so should we, for we desire to be like her and at the same time to also comfort her. Then we have Good Friday, which calls us to suffer, fasting, and abstinence united with our Lord's Passion for the salvation of souls. Holy Saturday then beckons to us in this quiet, meditative way. We might be able to attend a tenebrae, which if you've never heard of tenebrae, I'm sorry, I don't know that I'll have enough time to go through an explanation of it on this video, but I might do one in the future. But if you can't get to a tenebrae service on one of these 3 days during the Triduum, on Holy Saturday, my favorite way to begin the day is with the ancient homily by Bishop Melito of Sardis, which sets the stage for Easter Sunday's joyous celebration, because it is not a wasted day, and it's not really even a day of grief. It's a day of tremendous joy if you understand its impact. You can join me this upcoming Holy Saturday for a reading of that particular homily by Bishop Melito of Sardis, because I believe it is a profound way for us to enter into the great work that Christ is accomplishing on that day. If you know in advance that attending these services isn't just something that's possible for you, then today, Holy Thursday, seek out a perpetual adoration chapel somewhere and spend some time with our Lord. For in doing so, you embrace the gift of spiritual time travel, bringing forth good, uniting your prayers and offerings with Christ's eternal sacrifice. This Holy Week, let us fully immerse ourselves in the mystery and grace of our faith, recognizing this power we have to partake in Christ's passion, to stand with him at Calvary, and to transform our lives through this most sacred journey through time. So as is my custom, I'd like to finish by praying for all of our Patreon members, for them, their family members, and their intentions. So join me now. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum. Adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in Caelo et in Terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in ora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I want to wish all of you a very blessed Triduum. If you enjoyed today's episode, check out these episodes over here. And until our next episode, may God love you and Our Lady keep you.